I'm going to be reading from James 5, 7 through 11. Dear brothers and sisters, you must be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who eagerly look for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They patiently wait for the precious harvest to ripen. You too must be patient and take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, my brothers and sisters, or God will judge you. For look, the great judge is coming. He is standing at the door. For examples of patience and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. Job is an example of a man who endured patiently. From his experience, we see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good, for he is full of tenderness and mercy. Amen.
We hate to wait. Do I get an amen? Come on. Anyone agree with me on that statement? We hate it. Is there anything worse than waiting? There really isn't. You think about it, all the things we have to wait around and do. Always waiting for something else, whether we're waiting in line, we're waiting stuck in traffic, we're waiting on hold for the customer care representative who's going to come. But darn it, every time I call volumes are higher right now than expected, and so I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer. I think that's just a recording that every single person gets. All they're trying to say is, sit tight, we'll get to you when we feel like it. And we hate it. It feels like we are getting accosted whenever we have to wait. There is something that just goes wrong. It feels like a personal affront. My time is being stolen. My time is being violated. And there is something inside of all of us that as we have to wait, it just feels like that, you know, when things don't go right, we're not happy. But when we have to wait, that's really where the problem starts. Maybe you feel this way sometimes. I saw this guy that I had my patience tested, and the results came back negative. No kidding. You know, but there's a different type of waiting for some as well. Sometimes we look at it and think about it in spiritual terms. There's a waiting. There's a waiting that may not push those immediate buttons that so often the waiting in line, the waiting for this, the waiting for that, the waiting for the results. There is not an immediate push. But deep down, it continues to wear on us, and a lot of us experience this as well. The waiting, for example, for your loved ones to come to Christ. For all those who've got loved ones who are not walking with the Lord, that is a hard wait as we continue to wait, and we know that we're just not ready to rest. Or maybe you're waiting for that prodigal child to come back. There's a break in the relationship. They've walked away from their relationship with God. Whatever it may be, there's something going on in their life that we can't control, we can't fix. And so we wait. You know, there's a waiting on an answered prayer. So oftentimes we pray, and the answer is a not yet. It's not yes, it's not no, but it's not yet. And that waiting is hard. It grates on all of us. Or this, which most of us don't live with this in a heavy way today, but there is a waiting for Christ's return, knowing that one day that all that we see and all that we do and all the brokenness and all the mess is going to be made right, and we can look forward to that day, but we wait. The verses today that come to us out of the book of James, that is the specific waiting that he is talking about, but waiting is something that all of us deal with. Waiting is inevitable. And what it reveals to us is that we're not in charge. That's why we don't like it. I'll be honest with you folks. That's why none of us like to wait, because it shows us that we are not in control. We don't have the control to make something happen. And that fact is troubling to all of us. I think it is worse for us who live in this society. I think there is an immediacy that we have grown accustomed to in our Western culture in this modern day. But waiting has never been an easy thing for folks. And again, in James 5, it points that out. It talks about writing to his audience, speaking about this waiting for the Lord's return. See, how does he begin? Be patient then, my brothers and sisters. Doesn't that help? For all of those who are stuck in this waiting pattern, having someone tell you, be patient, doesn't that help? Not at all. Come on, James, you can do better than that. Patience feels like a dirty word to us, doesn't it? It's one of those words we don't want to hear when we want an answer and we want it now. We don't want to hear this idea of being patient. And yet that's where he begins, and that's where the answer really is for us. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. He goes on, before we go on. Now let's go on. I don't want to wait any longer. See how the farmer waits in the land to yield its valuable crop. He waits patiently, waiting for the autumn and the spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm. Do you hear the theme that James is bringing in here? He's bringing this dirty P word, this patient word here before us, and hits us over and over and over again as if there is some secret in it. And there is. He doesn't say how to become patient, but he says as we're enduring, as we're getting through, patience is going to be the key. So we'll talk a little bit today about what that means and how we begin to grow that and how we begin to allow this patience to begin to permeate our lives so that instead of always feeling that pressure of waiting, we begin to feel God's peace in the midst of the wait. I'm not offering you a secret recipe to get out of waiting, but I'm going to talk about how it is that we endure and how we get through. Charles Swindoll said this. He said, true patience is waiting without worrying. Okay? So that becomes the key for us, that as we wait, what it does to us, we get that agitated feeling. We get that sense of worry about what we're missing, what we're losing, how long is this going to take? What's going to be the answer eventually? We get in that place, and we get filled with all kinds of sense of worry. And so really, when it comes back to patience, we have to take it at its core. And the core is gets down to that issue of worrying. And then further on, he goes on into verse 10, and he says, impatience, and don't grumble against one another. Because that's what we do, isn't it? Okay, someone be honest with me. When you get impatient, where's the vent? Where does it come out? Out of your mouth. That's right. At whoever's close by, isn't it? Yeah. Is it their fault? No, but you're agitated because you're waiting, and so it comes out. So James reminds us, don't take it out on those around you. Rather than getting impatient and having to wait and then taking it out on those around you, creating all this havoc, he says, no, we are called instead to seek to be patient. Now, patient is one of the fruit of the Spirit. So as believers, we know that that is something that God wants to grow in us. It's not a natural I become patient overnight. And for some, it's even harder because they're just not wired for patience. Some are more laid back, and good for you. Well, good for me, too. I'm a laid-back wired person, so I get that. Doesn't mean I don't get impatient, but just means it comes a little bit easier. If it comes easier, good for you, but know that its impatience is still hard and still something we have to sort out. So what we're going to talk about is this. If it's not the how-to here he's talking about how it is we endure and how it is we hold on. And so here it is. So how do we hold on? James says the issue for us is to grow in patience. And again, the way we grow in patience is multifaceted. First, don't pray for it. Okay? Do not pray for patience because God will help you out. He will give you more and more instances and opportunities to demonstrate patience, and that's probably not what you're looking for. So don't pray for patience, but in the midst of the waiting, pray about that circumstance, because this is how patience is developed. Patience is developed as we allow the Spirit to grow trust in us. This is the key for us. This is the key to this whole worrying part. This is the key to the whole patience part, that as we begin to grow in this trust, that we are forced to wait. But as we wait, if we can work on this trust, if we can work on prayer, not about the situation, but upon us, prayer something like this: Jesus, I give everyone and everything to you. Okay? Something as simple as that, in the midst of the stress, begins to release and begins to allow for you to trust Jesus with it. And as we trust in that, the patience begins to flow, because we're trusting Him. Again, at its core, our impatience comes because we're out of control. And that's fine to be out of control, so long as we know who to trust. And so as we go and as we look to Him and we let Him begin to guide us with that, even in the stress, we can pray about that. Even in the situation, we can pray about that situation, that individual, that situation we're working with. But we can also pray about how it's affecting us. But don't pray, oh God, give me more patience. Okay, we'll go on. And once we get to that step, how then is trust grown? And I'm going to suggest to you, it comes simply in this. It is taking a step back of getting out of the grinder of whatever is going on, to be still and to know that He is God. Again, if the challenge for us in our impatience is we feel out of control, to step back, to be still, to know that He is God, is going to be the opportunity for us to give it to Him. Instead of trying to control it ourselves, give it to Him, and this will develop in us the trust that enables then the patience to flow. So it comes down to this. In Psalm 46, God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And as we come to be still and know that reality, even if then we are having to wait, that is the calm assurance. We know that God has it under control. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And that's why when we heard it, when Dee read it for us today, you heard it as that whole thing that began with be patient, be patient, be patient, be patient, ended in that verse 11 where it says, for the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Again, so the issue here is not that somehow we're going to get out of line and not have to wait. The issue is that while we are stuck in this world where waiting is part of the deal, we need to keep our focus on the Lord, who is full of compassion and full of mercy. And as we keep our attention there, the being still and knowing that He is God, the ability to rest in that and to trust Him with it, there's, you know, turning that burden over. If you've not tried it, folks, it's time to say that thing makes me crazy that I'm waiting on. I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to release it to Him, because He is full of compassion. He is full of mercy for me, and He doesn't want me tied up in knots. He doesn't want any of us tied up in knots. So He says, brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait. We're going to kind of move to a place, because that's a challenge. And so the song we're going to conclude with today is going to be our invitation to put that thought into words, to be able to say, you'll hear it in the chorus. It says, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar above the storm. Father, You are King over the flood. I will be still and know You are God. That's going to be our goal. Can we do that? Can we find Him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rising oceans and the roaring thunders? Can we be still and know He is God, and there begin to allow that patience in us to grow? Because we need to. This is the only path. Friends, it is the only path that will lead us to peace. And Jesus invites us to trust Him with it. So, Father, I want to invite our team to come forward, but I thank You, God, for this leading. God, I pray that for each and every one of us, strugglers with this thing called patience, strugglers when we are required to wait. Maybe that waiting is only for 5 minutes, but maybe that waiting is for years and we don't know when it's going to conclude. Father, give us the ability to rest in you, to find not only our hope, but our peace in you, and to be able to release this situation that confronts us and all the torment that we feel. Enable us to release that to you, for you indeed are God. Help us to be still before you in Jesus' name. Amen.